This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tax reform is set to be a hot topic in Washington this summer. It's been almost 30 years since the last overhaul of the tax code. And now a bipartisan duo of lawmakers is asking for public input through digital media. The effort mirrors a similar campaign back in the 1980s that relied on pen and paper. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer now on how it worked out.
You remember what a letter is, right? Piece of paper, folded up, stuck in an envelope. Well, close your eyes and pretend it's 1985. President Reagan makes a nationally televised speech on the need for tax reform.
No other issue will have more lasting impact on the well-being of your families and your future.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dan Rostenkowski gives the Democratic response. He's been working with President Reagan on tax reform, but he thinks one key player is missing, the American people. So Rostenkowski says, write me a letter.
Even if you can't spell Rostenkowski, put down what they used to call my father and grandfather, Rusty. Just address it to R-O-S-T-Y, Washington, D.C. Post office will get it to me.
Eventually, the post office got more than 75,000 letters to Rostenkowski. Rob Leonard read quite a few of them. He was Rostenkowski's chief tax counsel. Leonard says none of the public suggestions actually made it into the tax reform bill, but Rostenkowski did use the letters to win over reluctant members of Congress.
If you have any doubt that this is important, I have a reservoir of letters here.
It was a potent weapon, one Senator Max Baucus would like to have. The Montana Democrat is head of the Senate Finance Committee. He's working with the current chair of House Ways and Means, Republican Dave Camp, on new tax reform legislation. Baucus says they were trying to come up with a way to get the public involved.
So we got talking, thinking, you know, that's what Rossi did. It's kind of hard for us to do that now because people don't write letters anymore.
But they do go to websites and Twitter. So Baucus and Camp launched a Twitter account and taxreform.gov, a website with a prominent place for public comment. But the 21st century technology might not be as effective as Rostenkowski's lowly letters. Just ask Clint Stretch. He was a congressional tax staffer in the 80s. He says now Congress is too bitterly divided over taxes on the rich and deficits.
Just saying you want to do tax reform is not going to change that fundamental debate.
Even if you have a Twitter account. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.